لا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرحاي والسحاب المستقر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Indeed, in the creation of heavens and the earth, and alteration of night and day, and the ships that sail at sea, which profit to man, and water that Allah sends down from sky, with which He revives the earth after its death, and scatters therein every kind of animal, and changing of winds, and clouds disposed between the sky and the earth, are surely signs for people who apply reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully describes His creation of the universe. He says that I am the one who created this heaven and earth. And if you see the creation of heavens and earth, it has the same rules. If you see solar system, if you see galaxy, if you see atom, they have the same system of things that they are in rotation. They are circling. If you see animals, if you see human, they have same system of digestive system, circulatory system. They have like likeness. That's why Imam Ali says that when you see all Allah's creature, you see same system going on. And there is a lot of similitude. That shows there is only one Allah. So there is a universal concept of one God, one Allah, because you see same system going throughout. Prophet ﷺ and Ahlul Bayt talked about that there are a lot of life in the universe. It's not just this planet. There are a lot of life in different universes. And those creatures, the life could be in a different shape than us because the environment could be there different, but there is life outside of our planet. So it's a universe of deep secrets, and more we explore that, more we'll see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we are talking about that, and the ships that sail on the sea which profits mankind. Allah talk first, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wakhtilafi layli wan nahari. Wakhtilafi layli wan nahari. Allah says changing the day and night, this sign of Allah. We know in today's time that day and night, how they change. We appreciate no more than 1400 years ago. Wal fulki lati tajri fil bahar bima yanfunu lin nas. And the ship sailing in the ocean for the benefit of mankind. See how the ship sails. See, these are physics laws. You know, like wood floats in the water. That's Allah's blessing. Second is compass. Compass is Allah's physics. That north pole and south pole is shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Allah's bounty. Then these stars, we are typical stars through which ships sail for centuries. That's Allah's sign. Then the winds blowing from north pole to south pole, different winds, and they carry the ship. These are Allah's sign. Bima yanfunil nase, for human being benefit. What are the benefits of human being? The kind of transportation which you have with the ship, you cannot see that kind of transportation with any kind of transportation. Because of beautiful laws of physics, the ships can be the size of the town. Can you have a truck going the size of the town? No. Only ships can go because it's a physics rule that you can float as big as you want because it's Allah's blessing. And if we did not have, in this modern time, shipping industry, there could not be many part of the world where you will not have even oil to drive the car. Right? So this is Allah's blessing. Bima yanfunil nas. Yanfunil nas is that your gas station will be closed. If ships were not going. You know what I'm saying? So, but we don't realize it. We don't think how beautifully Allah has created these rules so that we can have His bounties, the rules. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the water, what Allah poured down from the, was sent down from heaven, which enlivens which makes the dead earth alive. This is all botany, right? It is Allah's blessing that water comes and makes death earth alive, right? Because you see your backyard, it's always dried up, and when it rains, your garden becomes so green, right? Which can never become green by your artificial watering, right? When the rainwater comes, it brings blessing, and Allah makes the dead land alive. If that didn't happen, if dead land didn't become alive, we won't have food to eat, right? We should thank Allah SWT for that, right? But we thank Him very little. And scatters therein every kind of animals. And Allah scattered all kinds of animals there. It's all zoology, right? What animals He scattered? All kinds of animals. Especially cattle, which we enjoy to eat and drink the milk, right? It's Allah's blessing, which we rarely think about, right? And the changing of the winds. Allah says changing of the winds. This changing of wind is so important, it maintains the weather. It carries the clouds. And like many cities are polluted, right? All this pollution is being taken care of by the winds going, fresh winds coming from the surrounding, takes care of the pollution, right? And pollination, you know, like male-female plant, and wind takes the pollen from male plant to female plant, right? It's through the winds, right? So Allah's blessing. If there was no pollination, there won't be any plant, there won't be fruits, right? There won't be apple and grapes and all that. It's all through winds, right? Allah says, and the clouds dispose between the sky. How do you see the clouds being disposed in the sky? When you take the airplane and you see how beautiful they are scattered, this is Allah's sign. Wasahabil musakhari, these clouds being disposed. Allah says these are the signs for the one who have reasoning. They see Allah's sign. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَيُحِبُّونَهُ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ. Among the men are those who set up compeers besides Allah. They take somebody else besides Allah, loving them as if loving Allah. But the faithful have more ardent love for Allah. Thou, the wrongdoers will see when they side the punishment that power altogether belongs to Allah, and Allah is a severe in punishment. Allah says there are people who take partners with Allah, and they love them as they love Allah. You said people of the Pharaoh, they did that, right? They loved Pharaoh like Allah, you know, and they took all the orders. What did people of Yazid did? They took order from Yazid, and they did not see Hussein was the son of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and slaughtered him because they took partners. They forgot that these are the Ahlul Bayt. Prophet said that they love them and obey them, and they took partners to somebody else, right? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The one who are the believers, they are strong in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, fifth Imam says, who are these people who are strong in love of Allah? They are the Ahlul Bayt. They love Allah the strongest. That's why Imam Hussain gave his neck and their children, because they loved Allah the most. We have to follow them, right? So, what is the meaning of loving Allah the strongest? It's not just loving Allah, but Allah's signs also. What is Allah's sign? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Ahlul Bayt. And Quran. And Kaaba. And believers. You have to love all of them strong. Because they all are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to love them, all of them. And especially the verse of the Mawaddat verse. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Mawaddat, this love is mandatory on us. Ahlul Bayt, that's the love, the who love Allah the most, they have to love Ahlul Bayt. Because Allah, وَالَّذِينَ عَمْنَ أَشَدُّ حُبُّ لِلَّهِ. So if Prophet said that love my family, you have to love them. All the sects are Muslim, they accept this verse, that they have to love. May Allah give more obedience to Ahlul Bayt. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There are a lot of people who say that they love Allah, but they take partners, means they try to please other zalimeen and ignore Allah's orders, right? For the worldly benefits. They are the one who takes Allah's partner, right? استبر الذين تبعوا من الذين تبعوا وروا العذاب وقطعت بهم الأسباب وقال الذين تبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبروا منهم كما تبروا منا كذلك يريهم الله أو أعمالهم حسرة عليهم فما بخارجين من النار درود اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. When those who were followed will disown the followers and they will sigh the punishment while all their means of recourse will be cut off. See, these ones who were following these people for worldly benefits, right? Istabarra lazina tabu. They'll do tabarra. Who were the leaders? They'll disown the one who were following. وَرَوَلَ عَذَابُ وَقَتَّعَدْ بِهُ الْأَزْبَابُ. And both will see the punishment. And their relationship will be cut off. قَالَ الَّذِينَ تَعْمِهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً. The one who followed say, we wish we go back, return back. And the way you disown us will disown you. And that's how. Thus shall Allah show them their deeds as regrets for themselves. And they will not leave the fire. Because they followed the false imams, right? And when they go to judgment, this false imam will say, we don't have anything to do with you. Because false imam is scared to death with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, we have nothing to do with you. So these who follow us were there, they'll say, we wish you go back to the world. And we say, same thing to you. What you are saying this. But Allah says, by that time, it will be a regret for them. And they will not be able to come out of the fire. So who are these people? Imam Baqir al-Islam says that these are the imams of zalimins who people follow. Imams of the transgressors, fasiqeen zalimins. You can see a lot of terrorists nowadays, they have a lot of groups, and they're all imams. They're all zalimins, killing children, burning people alive. Where is in the Sharia to burn a person alive? Did somebody see Prophet Sunnah to burn a person alive? They're fasiqeen who burn a person alive. Did you see any history book in Islam? Show me any verse in Islam to burn a person alive. Is there any verse? Is there any sunnah? Do the fasiqeen who do that? And there's alamins. So Allah says, Imam says, these are the leaders of unjust people who will disown the followers on judgment day. And the followers will curse. They say, we wish you go back and just disown you. It's too late. Too late. Imam Ali said that the regretful person on the judgment day will be the one who sold his afterlife for this life. And the most regretful among them, most evil among them would be then who sold afterlife for somebody else. Following unjust imams. Sold for somebody else. For somebody else's benefit and ego, right? Fironi, Yazidi, Taghuti, Sufiani. Yeah, they're all the one who sold, the followers sold after life for that unjust leader. They are the most evil ones. Who else will have regret on the judgment day? The one who will regret on judgment day that somebody had money and gave it to somebody else before death, like children, right? Did not spend in the way of Allah. Al-Albayt says that if the If the offspring, the one he don't give the money and gives for the Allah, and on the judgment, if the deeds are being weighted, and the one he did not spend his money, did not get any benefit because he did not spend in his lifetime and his children, gives for Allah and he gets the benefit, he'll be the regretful man. He'll regret that I did not spend in my life, I saved my child, and now my child spent it. Now he's going to go to paradise. That's a regret. It's better to spend money while you're alive. Spend money while you're alive. Prophet, there is a story of the Prophet that, you know, somebody died in the Prophet time and he had a big room full of dates. So when he died, somebody said, Prophet, come here. He had a wasiyah that after the death, Prophet should come and distribute a whole full room of dates. So Prophet distributed the whole dates, right? And then a small piece was left. Prophet said, this piece, you see that? If he would have spent this much piece of date in his life, that reward would be much better than the whole dates what we are spending today. Why? Because he did not have yaqeen and Allah is going to support his life. He had poor faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted to have all this money. Now Allah, I have to, this is my help. He didn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A little bit, you know, when Mula Muttaqin used to get war booty, before he entered the house, his pocket was empty. Because of yaqeen. We wish we could follow some lessons. Turut. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya ayyul lazina amnu. No. Ya ayyul nasu. Kullu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiban wala tattabi khutwatis shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Innama ya'murukum su' wal fahsha an taqulu 'ala Allahi ma la ta'lamun. O mankind, eat of what is lawful and pure in the earth, and do not follow in Satan's steps. Indeed, he is your manifest enemy. He only prompts you to evil and indecent acts, and that you attribute to Allah what you don't know. At the time of Prophet, Kuffar had made things halal, haram for themselves. Halal things they made haram. And there are a lot of verses on that in the Quran Hakim, that they made certain part of halal things in animals haram, and certain part of the crops haram for themselves. Allah's verse came that, O mankind, whatever Allah has given, purify, eat it. That means don't disregard it. That means you have to, whatever Allah's bounties are there, you have to use them. That means you have to earn your livelihood in a halal way too. Right? Fifth Imam says that worship of Allah is divided into 70 divisions. The best of which is earning a living lawfully. That's means eating. Kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Eat whatever is halal in the earth. That means you go and work in the way of Allah and earn the money for yourself and for your family and your friends. Right? Fifth Imam says, who does that? On the judgment day, his face will be shining like moon. Allahu Akbar. To have a halal rosy. To have a halal is such a big thing that if you earn money for you and your family, that you're not dependent on anybody and you can help some neighbors, your face will shine like a moon. Because that's the ibadat. وَلَا تَتَّبُوا خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. And don't follow the steps of shaitan. He's your open enemy. He'll ask you to do bad, evil things. And fahasha, indecent acts, and to attribute to Allah which you don't know. You know how shaitan does tricks with us? First he says to us to do evil things. You know that, what evil things are. Then he says to do indecent things. You know what, indecent jokes, indecent dress, indecent movies, right? Indecent talks, right? Indecent thoughts. It's all shaitan, right? And to attribute to Allah what you don't know means whatever Allah's rules are, Shariat You don't know, and you just keep questioning them like a fool and start arguing about it and making fun of it. It's all part of shaitan. The one who is indecent, you will see indecent men and women doing that more. Did you see in your community that who are pious men, who are not indecent, they will always respect Allah Sharia, right? Because they are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see a lot of men in our community and women, they look indecent. They don't have beard. They don't have hijab. They make up too much. They talk big. And they listen to the music. They watch movie. They are following shaitan, right? And that same part of the crowd who thinks to be very smart and very arrogant, they're making fun of Sharia. That why is this? Why this polygamy is there? Why muta is there? Why is this there? Making fun of Allah's verses. They don't know they are the following the footsteps of shaitan. Because of their indecent. What happens when you're indecent? What happens when you're indecent? Then you are dirty, right? This book is purified Quran. You cannot get to. Allah says you cannot touch the Quran unless you are purified. So when you are not purified, you cannot get Allah's verses. You cannot get ilm. When you don't get ilm, what do? You question Shariat. So you become the pair of shaitan. You see a lot of people like this. You look for one, you'll find 100 of them. Right? You go to any party, Muslim party, where people are very educated, you see at least a big crowd like this, right? Making fun of Shariat. If somebody is Mu'min there, they will not even talk to him. If somebody is in hijab and beard, will say, who are these people? They are backward people, you know, behind. They are not like that. They have become the party of shaitan. You pray to Allah that we don't become like that. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. When they are told follow what Allah has sent down, they say we will rather follow what we have found our fathers following. What even if their fathers neither applied any reason nor were guided. Most of the people follow just that forefathers. Their all habits are ingrained, unconsciously learned. Right? Whatever their father did, they did. If father did not pray namaz, he will not pray namaz. You see a lot of children like this. If father didn't read Quran, he will not read Quran. If father didn't fast, he will not fast. If father didn't go to Hajj, he will not Hajj. Because he did not learn from Quran, he learned from his father. Right? You see a lot of people like that. They will not try to become Muslim through book. Whatever they learn is from seeing their dad. Right? So, just following father as an imam. Your imam is your imam. Your imam is your imam. Or their hujjat is ulama. Your father can be a good man or he will not. He might not be muttaqi. So, he is not your idol. His job is to be. He has to be muttaqi. But there could be many times not muttaqi. Many times, mother will not be muttaqi, she will not be doing hijab. That doesn't mean that you don't know hijab. But Allah is saying that, you know, whatever إِذَا قِلَنَ تَعْبِيُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعْبِيُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. Follow what Allah has revealed. أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ means has put you down the book. This verse is for everybody. This verse is for kuffar munafiqin who did not hear Quran. And Yahud, who did not hear Quran, but what about us? We have to have Quran the way it is, not make our parents, if they are not muttaqi, to be the leader. You see a lot of houses like that, right? You rarely see that parents are not muttaqi and child becomes muttaqi. It's like a miracle nowadays. But it's the job of every believer to learn by himself. Durud. مسل الذين كفروا كمسل الذين ينعقوا بما لا يسمعوا الا الدعاء او نداء ثم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. The parable of faithless is the one that of someone who shouts after that which does not hear except a call and cry. Deaf, dumb and blind, they don't apply reason. Allah is giving example of the non-believers, how they are. It's just like a shepherd calling somebody calling who cannot hear anything but shout and cry. You know these sheep and the cattle, when the shepherd calls, they just hear the shout. They cannot hear the real words and meaning of it, right? That's how Allah says that when prophets call non-believers, they were just like cattle. They can hear just some sound coming, but they could not understand him. That's a parable. Why they are like that? What happens? Because in their heart, we have the heart, right? Heart has eyes, heart has an ear, right? Their heart and eyes are deaf and dumb. They cannot hear it. You can experiment on anybody nowadays. You can call a kafir, read Quran, he'll just not hear anything. Yes? Because of their sinning. You see a lot of Muslims like that. By name they're Muslim, when you read Quran, he'll be sleeping. And he will not hear anything. He'll say, can I go now? Can I go now? Because his heart is sealed. My name is Muslim. We have a lot of verses of hypocrites. Please, those verses were not only for prophet time. They are for today's time in our community. May Allah save us from hypocrisy. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Can you imagine we have a short life? Spending time in Quran is a beauty. We will just carry this amal on the judgment day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we spend our time with the Quran. Can you imagine how precious the time is? But hypocrite cannot take even that benefit. Durud.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad. Innama harrama alaykum maytata wa dama wa lahma al-khinziri wa ma uhillu bihi ghayra Allah. Faman ittarra ghayra baghin wa la adin fala isma alayhi. Inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. Oh, you have faith. I think I have to go to one verse before that. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. Oh, you have faith, eat of the good things we have provided you and thank Allah if it is Him who you worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking believers to have the halal rozi. And if Allah says that if you are His abd and you do His ibadat, you have to thank Him. You have to thank Him. Because at the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kuffar, although they knew food was from Allah, they were thanking idols. Still they are doing same way. Everybody knows that God created food, but if you go and ask some kuffar, they'll be thanking somebody else. Still this foolish behavior is going on. Allah saying to believers, you got to only thank me. Thanking means being obedient. Imam Hadi durood padna. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala. The wrath of Allah comes to those who prohibit or deprive themselves from the godly lawful things and permissible deeds. So Imam says that do not stop the halal. Do not stop halal. Allah's wrath comes. Right? See how Allah's wrath comes to the Christians when they stop halal marriages? They say, no, we'll be single, right? So what kind of wrath came to them? They start doing child abuse in the churches, right? This is the wrath of Allah, right? Now in today's community, they are stopping mota and polygamy, and what is happening now? Haram is going on. Marriages are breaking. This is what happens. Do not stop lawful things. Because Islam came on the fitrat. Allah knows our fitrat nature. If you stop the halal, the distortion and deviation on the community will come. And who stops this fitrat? Who stops the halal? These hypocrite liberals. They make fun of the Sharia. And destroying the community this way. Inshallah, when Imam comes, things will be fixed. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Innama harrama alaykum maytata wa dama wa lahma al-khinziri wa ma uhilla bihi ghayra Allah. Faman ittarra ghayra baghin wa la adin fala isma alayhi. Inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. He has forbidden you only carrion, blood and flesh of swine, and that which has been offered to other than Allah. But should someone be compelled without being rebellious or aggressive, there should be no sin upon him. Indeed, Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. So Allah says that the dead animal, the blood, the flesh of swine, and animal slaughtered with ghair Allah, without Allah's name, are haram. So, but if somebody is helpless, not being rebellious, not being aggressive for him, there is no sin if he eats that kind of thing. Because Allah is forgiving and merciful. See, there's a hadith from the sixth Imam that if somebody eats from murda, means dead animal, then his body becomes weak, his strength decreases, and ceases of his offspring, and there is a sudden death. That's what happens if you eat murda, you know, carrion. And we know that blood, which is haram, carries all kinds of diseases, we know that. And we know that the flesh of swine has a lot of diseases, physical diseases, we know that, right? But it has a lot of spiritual diseases which are beyond that. If you eat the meat of the flesh of swine, you become behaya, you know that. And more of that. But Allah says Islam is a beautiful religion, that if there is an emergency, the rules changes, right? Because your life is the first thing. So, but if somebody is helpless, but not being baghi, not being rebellious or aggressive, wala adin is aggressive, then he can eat those things. So, sixth Imam says, whoever is forced, carrion or blood or swine flesh, and he avoids eating something of it until he dies, then he is an infidel. He is an infidel. Just like if somebody commits suicide, he goes to Jahannam. Same way, this is Allah's beautiful rules, that you have to eat. This is Allah's mercy. This is emergency. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam is a beautiful religion. On one hand you are like this, one hand is this way. Because you have to save your soul. But there's an exception. That if somebody is baghi, baghi means who is rebellious to the just ruler, is baghi. Sometimes it says hunter. And an aggressive adin is the one who is a thief. They are not exempted from this concession. Same thing for the thief. If he's traveling around for robbery, there is no qasr prayer for him. Because he is not doing for Allah's sake. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله من الكتاب ويشتروا به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم أولئك الذين اشتروا ضلالة بالهدى والعذاب بالمغفرة فما أصبرهم على النار ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد درود Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Indeed, those who conceal what Allah has sent down of the book and sell it for the paltry gains, they do not take into their bellies except fire. And Allah shall not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor shall He purify them. And there is a painful punishment for them. They are the one who brought error for guidance and punishment for pardon. How patient of them to face the fire. This is because Allah has sent down the book with the truth, and those who differ about the book are surely in extreme defiance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if whatever Allah has sent down in the book, if somebody hides those things, conceal those things, they have, because they gain small price out of it. Like Jews did that, right? They concealed Prophet's description just to keep their business going. Same way people conceal the verses, straight verses, just to make their speech smooth, right? Not talking too much about dozakh, right? Because their speech will go down, right? People will be bored, right? Scared. Those kind of people, not saying clear Shariat rules. Those are the people, are the one who hides the haqq of Ahlul Bayt, Wilayat. Those are the one, they are the one Allah talks about in these verses. And get some small prize, they put in their bellies the fire. they put in their bellies, fire that price. Allah in the judgment will not talk to them, nor purify them. And they have a painful punishment. And they have bought misguidance from the guidance. Misguidance from the maghfirat. And they bought the adab. They are the one who brought error for guidance and punishment for the pardon. That's what will happen to them. Why they did it? Because they became defiant. They knew that. They knew what is right. But they become defiant. Everybody knows the haqq of Ahlul Bayt nowadays. Who doesn't know it? Who doesn't know Islam? Who doesn't know Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Everybody knows that. Right? Christians know it. Jews know it. That Islam is a true religion, right? They know it. They know it. Muslims know the rights of Ahlul Bayt. Everybody knows it. But fi shikakhim ba'id. Fi shikakhim ba'id. The defiance. You know, obstinateness, pride, ego, that has destroyed it. Everybody knew the position of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Roza Ashura. But innama ya'murukum su'a fahasha an taqulu ma la ta'lamun. But shaitan asked them to do evil and fahasha an taqulu ma la ta'lamun, and to attribute to Allah what they didn't know. What was the su'? They were asking to kill Prophet's son. What was the fahasha? To take out the chadar from the ladies. Fahasha. An taqulu ma la ta'lamun means they were attributing to Allah what they didn't know. They accepted Yazid as their master. They knew that Yazid was the whose child. They knew about it. They knew that he had no right to be Khalif. They knew that he was not the alim. They knew that he was following fahasha. They knew that he was following the su, but still they followed him because of the defiance. May Allah curse the enemy of Ahlul Bayt. May Allah hasten the appearance of Imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Jazakallah khair. Allahumma salli.